Blog Talk Radio.
This is what men do to try to get every hair. This is what we do. Introducing Fusion Pro Glide, rebuilt with FlexBall technology, makes maximum contact over tricky contours and gets virtually every hair. New FlexBall for the Fusion Pro Glide. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time, once again, for the John Monforto Show. You know, every show I ask if we can be friends and share the world, because you know what? I know we're out to tons of nations out there, and I realize it's kind of like, remember Mr. Rogers? It's kind of like Mr. Rogers asking, won't you be my neighbor? It is. It's exactly like that. So hello to all my friends all across the globe, and a great big thank you to my new friends and my producer, Brother O, for allowing me to have this show. Brother O, you are the man. This broadcast is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So for the next hour, folks, you're stuck with me, John Monforto, coming to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. Now, if you're listening and you want to join in on the conversation, you can. It's easy. Just dial 516-453-9133 and press 1. So, that's out of the way. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to my third show. If this is your first time listening, my name is John Monforto. I'm a singer, multiple celebrity impersonator, voiceover artist, actor, blah, 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 blah. You know, after you mention three or more things, no one's really listening anyway. So, but I do, as a career, I do wear lots of different hats. As a multiple celebrity impersonator, I like to have fun with the characters. I like to put some celebrities in different situations that maybe they wouldn't be in before if they had a different occupation. Like, for instance, John Wayne as a priest. You know, well, Dominus Vobiscum. And if you need some more prayer, just dial Edcum Spiri 220. That's the hotline. Or even somebody like a famous actor, like, kind of, let's say, Humphrey Bogart. Imagine if Humphrey Bogart walked into Starbucks and he ordered one of those, you know, those really long drinks that you don't even know what the hell he's talking about. So here's Humphrey Bogart walking into Starbucks. Hello, sweetheart. I'd like a quad long shot grande in a venti cup. Half calf, double cup, no sleeve, salted caramel mocha latte with 2 pumps of vanilla, 2 pumps of classic, 2 pumps of hazelnut, substitute 2 pumps of white chocolate mocha for regular mocha, and substitute 2 pumps of hazelnut for toffee nut half whole milk. I like a splash of almond milk, a splash of soy milk, a splash of 2% milk, and a splash of coconut milk. Add mocha powder and half breve with no whipped cream, extra hot. Extra java chips, extra foam, extra caramel drizzle, extra salt. Add a scoop of vanilla bean powder with light ice, well stirred, plus a whole banana and dash of cinnamon. Now, say it again, Sam. Can you imagine? I'd be laughing my head off. Anyway, we're going to have a great night tonight because I have a very, very special guest who had to sit through that stuff waiting to get on here. Ladies and gentlemen, my very special guest tonight is an entertainer. He's a talent agent. He's a musician, an impersonator, a producer, and I'm going to quote him as saying these words: I'll do anything to keep from getting a real job. Ladies and gentlemen, a real Southern gentleman, please say hello to Mr. Greg Thompson. Hey, Greg.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Did I get that right, Greg? That you did say that, right?
You almost got it right. I said it. I try to keep from getting a real job, but you were really close.
Well, I appreciate that. Sorry I screwed that up. So how you been?
That's all right. I do different versions of it. I say anything to keep from getting a real job. So, yeah, you're pretty close.
Thanks. I'm good. I'm down here in Florida right now, as are you. And
yes.
You know, speaking of wearing lots of different hats, Greg, I mean,
yeah.
I think you're the king of wearing the different hats, my friend.
I'll take that. I'll take that with pride. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you should, because you do a damn good job with every one of them, too. I mean, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I met you, what, in 2016? Is that about right?
That's about right, yes.
Yeah.
And you came to the first this first time you came to the Sunburst Convention. And
right.
And we've been friends ever since. And you're a multi-talented person yourself. I've tried to keep a busy – I always think, hey, that would be cool. Why don't I do that? Sure, I've got time for that. And about a month ago, I realized, you know what? I don't have time for all this stuff. I need to start putting some things down. But some things I can't. I mean, you know, the celebrity tribute industry is near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep doing the Sunburst Convention with my wife, but I've got the Sweeneys and – being a talent agent, and I've got my new venue up in North Carolina. So, I like staying busy. It makes me feel useful, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? You mentioned a lot of things that I'd really like to expound on a little bit. I'd like to talk about most of those things you just mentioned, but why don't you talk about Greg first? You know, I mean, how did you find yourself getting into this stuff, and, you know, where did it all begin for you, Greg?
Oh, well, okay. Well, it began when I was a teenager. I'll do the shortest version as I can, but you know me, so a short version is still a pretty long one. But when I was, if you want to be true to facts, when I was in the eighth grade, I had learned these silly songs, country folk songs, from going to folk festivals, and I sang them in class, and people laughed. And then people wanted to sing along with me. And I went, I kind of like this. I kind of like this being the center of attention and getting applause and appreciation. And I learned how to clog. I started a clogging team. And from that, I had to talk about the clogging team. And from that, people asked me to MC stuff. And I got into radio and just kept moving forward, became an MC and an actor at theme parks and dinner attractions. And I just, well,
I'm still,
said,
well,
can you,
I'm
can,
still on the,
can, what's that?
I'm still on the clog. I'm still on the clogging.
Oh, you didn't know I was a clogger?
I had no idea. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You
that was my first.
Do it. Why don't you do it?
Oh, 'cause I'm 59 years old now. That's why.
Come on.
No, I started my brother went to a college up in the mountains of North Carolina, and he called up and said, hey, I got on a clogging team. We're like, great, what is that? And I found out what it was, and I found out I could do it. So at 14, I actually started a clogging team in my hometown with 23 other kids. I was the oldest one at 14. And
what was your hometown, Greg? Where was that?
Chadburn, North Carolina.
Okay.
And we traveled for 6 years. We were the only clogging team down outside of the mountains. And we performed at the world. I personally did 40 clogging routines at the 1982 World's Fair in Knoxville, Tennessee, when I was 19 years old. And, yeah, we traveled around, so I used to be able to lay it down pretty good there. I was I came in second in the state of North Carolina for the national clogging, for the statewide clogging championship in 1979.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Hey, you know what? Kudos to you, my friend. That's something I probably would never even want to try. I mean, I don't know.
Well, You know what? It's funny how things come full circle, because after all this, working in the theme parks and having my agency and the Sweeney, my favorite act to do, I actually was able to perform with the Sweeneys in Chadburn, North Carolina, in my own venue last month, and several of my friends who were original cloggers were there and came to see the show.
Wow.
So that's pretty
awesome.
Full circle right there.
You know, I have a note here, you know, ask him some really cool things that have happened to him, and I didn't even have to. That was pretty cool what you just told us.
So yeah,
amazing.
I want to tell you this, at Universal, I had people say, do you have some friends who could like dress up as cowboys and come pass out roses on Mother's Day? And I'm like, sure. Mm-hmm. And then they were, can you guys dress up like pirates and do this? Sure. And then I'm like, well, let me just be an agent for that. And
yeah.
Austin Powers came along, and there were some conventions out in Vegas, and somebody.
Well, you're throwing all this stuff out here. You're throwing all this stuff out here. I'll go back just a little bit.
Okay,
you mentioned
Universal. Probably beating you to the questions. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I just want to make sure. I know you, and I know a lot of the things that you've done, but I don't think our audience knows that. And so you mentioned Universal. You actually were working at Universal?
Yes, I worked at Universal Studios, started in 92. And I left in 95, and I was one of the actors at Universal Studios Theme Park in Orlando. There was a show called Alfred Hitchcock, The Art of Making Movies, and we recreated the shower scene from Psycho. And the director would direct it, so that was my role in that show. And I did that for 3 years.
I saw that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Oh, my gosh. And the Sweeneys. You know, I've seen the Sweeneys. I love them. Tell the audience about the Sweeney Band.
Well, the Sweeney Band, we're now called Them Sweeney Boys, and we are a country comedy act. I always say if Hee-Haw and the Grand Ole Opry got married, we would be the children. So it's comedy. It's old time classic music. It's funny songs, and we're like the Three Stooges of country music.
Wow! But you know what?
So we've been together 18 years now. This is our 18th season.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. You know, I'm sure some of the people that are listening, you know, they're thinking to themselves, oh, my gosh, how do I get started? What do I do? If I call this guy, can I get a job? You know, that kind of stuff. And I produce a little bit of things myself, but what I produce, you know, I've got all the same people that I always use that in certain roles, you know. So, I mean, to get a newcomer, let's say, who wants to get into the industry or wants to go work at Universal, you know, it's hard to give someone specific advice without even knowing the person.
It really is. I tell everybody, you've got to get started somewhere. If you want to do it, you got to take that first step, no matter what it is. I tell people, Tom Cruise, at one time in Tom Cruise's career, his resume was a blank sheet of paper. All he had on it was his name, phone number, his height, his weight, and his eye color. So you got to start somewhere, and it could be from performing locally, most of the time it is, and performing for free. You got to do that and find out where your strengths are. You can't just say, I want to work for Universal. You got to say, I want to do that show at Universal, or I want to do, you know, I hear so many times people say, I want to get into entertainment. And I go, what do you want to do? And they go, anything. I'm like, no, well, I can't help you there.
Well, wait a minute, Greg.
Are you
I say that now.
What's that?
I say that now. I'll do anything. Oh, my God.
Well, now I say I'll do anything as long as I'm capable of it. But at one time I said I'll do anything. And, the old trick in show business is tell them yes and then learn how to do it. Can you juggle?
Well, exactly.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. You I mean, you mentioned that when we were earlier, when you said, you know, I did this and I can do this and I can do this, and you went in and you did it. I remember as a young guy living at home and, you know, locking myself in my bedroom. My mom just got a brand new cassette recorder, and that was the biggest thing out there, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would just take voices and I'd make up stories and use all these different voices. And then I'd go down and I'd play it for everybody, and I'd get boos or I'd get laughs or whatever it is. But I was still, mm-hmm. you know, building my craft, I guess, if you want to say that.
Yeah.
And you know, that whole creative thing, and that's another hat that I know both of us wear. You know, that creative spark when you want to do something, you know, how does that – I know for me it's different. There's no question there. For me, it's different. I need to do something. How do I turn on that creative juice and make things go? And I think it's based – it's differently. It happens differently with different projects. I know that. Like, you just have your
mind.
Go ahead.
What's that?
No, go ahead. Because I was going to –
No,
I was
just
–
creativity strikes me at the oddest times, and a lot of times while I'm driving, I love to drive. I drive back and forth between Florida and North Carolina, you know, 8 to 10 times a year now. And I love it because my mind is rolling late at night. But it usually has to do with taking what I already know how to do and making it entertaining. I did get into radio when I was a senior in high school, and that a lot of people are singers, a lot of people are dancers, a lot of people are comedians, and I found out that I was really none of those, but if I were to lean towards one, it would be towards being, I could talk and be funny. I wouldn't say that I'm a comedian, but I can say that I can talk and make it entertaining and make people laugh occasionally. And I always say that I can entertain enough to bring on a really good act. But I take that and go, how can I expand on that? Oh, I can do this. I can wear a tuxedo and MC, you know, high-end cultured events. And then I can dress up like Slim Sweeney and talk like this right here and MC Backwoods Country event, you know.
Yeah, I mean that's one of your titles. I mean, you're a humorist as well. I mean, you know, you're a great storyteller. I mean, I saw that the first time I met you when we had to sit in large group, and you know, you were making everybody introduce each other, blah blah blah. But listening to you talk, you can't help but chuckle because you do tell a great story.
Oh well, that's good to hear because I come from a long line of talkers, and my wife. went to North Carolina with me, and she said, honey, it's not your family. It's everybody up here. But I do like to tell stories, and I like to tell interesting stories. If it's not interesting, I don't think you can make it funny. So the story has to be interesting to begin with, then I like to share it.
Speaking of your wife, Jackie, I'd like to maybe bring her into the conversation a little bit. How did you meet Jackie, and was she an entertainer? Did she share that interest with you?
Jackie is not an entertainer, but one of the things she said early on in our relationship, she said, I don't like being in the spotlight, but I like being around people who are in the spotlight. Jackie and I met, the short story is we met in a bar. The long story is I was working at the bar. I had seen her. I thought she was gorgeous and I wanted to meet her, thought she was out of my league. But one night I saw a guy hitting on her while she was sitting at my bar. And I just leaned across and I said, sweetheart, will you do me a favor? And she looked at me really weird and she said, yeah, I could tell she was not enjoying this guy hitting on her. And I said, when you get up in the morning, will you reset the alarm clock because I have a meeting? And the guy looked at me and immediately walked off, and she was like, thank you.
Well done.
So I had a couple of brownie points from the get-go there.
Oh, my gosh, I'm sure you did. Well, she is an absolute sweetie, and when I met her first at Sunburst, and your beautiful daughter Madison, who is a talent in her own right, my goodness. That leads me into Sunburst, and I think to me that's probably the biggest thing that I know about Greg Thompson is that you put that whole monster together, and it was basically thrust into your lap, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of people think that B. Fogelman, who I call the matriarch of celebrity impersonators, mm-hmm. has since passed away, but that she asked me to. And no, she didn't ask me to. She, and I tell the story every year at Sunburst, but, and you know it, but they had a couple of celebrity impersonator conventions out in Las Vegas, and I was in Orlando, and I was an Austin Powers impersonator, and I thought, well, that's kind of cool, and I wrote to this lady who was advertising these conventions, and I said, you know what, that's a pretty cool idea. I can't go to one in Las Vegas. I'd never been before at the time. I said, but I wish somebody would have one in Orlando because I would go, and she immediately sent out an email to 4,000 of her contacts and said, Greg and Jackie Thompson in Orlando are having a celebrity impersonators convention, and here's their phone number and their email address. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it's just grown.
It really has blossomed and grown, and it's probably one of the biggest things on the East Coast annually. And I think we need to give it its just due and really talk this thing up because it's coming up next month, isn't it? And you don't need to be an impersonator. You can go and look and watch all the performers, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We have, we're doing 2 days of showcases this year. And on Friday and Saturday.
What are the dates?
May 27th and 28th. Friday and Saturday, both showcases are 1 to 4 p.m., and we put on the showcases for the talent agents and talent buyers to see the talent and hopefully want mm-hmm. to book many of them. But what we do is we invite the general public to come as well because then the buyers can see how the audience responds to the entertainers and how the mm-hmm. entertainers work with a live audience. And that's very important. So it works out for everybody. The entertainers get a live audience to perform for. The general public gets a great three-hour show each day, and the agents get to see the entertainers work in a real set. A lot of times you go to a showcase, and there won't be anybody out there but the talent buyers, and it's a little mm-hmm. tough and intimidating, but this makes it easier for everybody, so it's a lot of fun. So get your tickets at sunburstconvention.com.
That's it. Let's talk it up. And also, you don't even need to be a celebrity impersonator. You can be a lookalike, correct?
Absolutely, and I've really tried to promote that more and more. If you're a celebrity lookalike, and I'd be happy to tell you my definition of the differences, but let's say you're an Angelina Jolie lookalike or a Burt Reynolds lookalike or a Robert Redford lookalike, and you don't sing or dance or do comedy. You are a celebrity lookalike. We feature you in our showcase. I bring you out and I interview you live on stage so people can see what you look like and how you react on stage. But there's a lot to learn. And what we started out with the convention was, hey, come to the convention and get work, meet agents and get work. And then what happened was people were asking more and more for the seminars. They're like, mm-hmm. I want to learn more about this business. So the seminars have become, between the showcases and the seminars, they're both equally valuable. And if you're not ready to showcase yet, come here and learn. You were talking earlier about learning how to get in the business and stuff. Gosh, so many people learn so much. You can learn more in 3 days at Sunburst than you could learn 3 years out there doing it on your own.
And I will vouch for what he just said. I will vouch for that 100%. If you're listening to what he's saying and you're going to be in the Orlando area on May 27th or 28th and you're not an impersonator but you have an interest in it, come to the Florida Hotel at what is it, one between 1 and 4 p.m. on those days and
yeah.
just sit and watch the shows, watch these people entertain and learn, because you've got some of the best people in the country, even out of the country. You've got some people coming over from England, don't you?
Yeah, we now call it, it's been encouraged for me to call it the International Sunburst Convention for several years. So this year I gave in and I'm like, okay, we are officially the International Sunburst Convention of Celebrity Tributes.
Oh,
and
that's
I say
great.
Tribute that's... because that that encompasses celebrity impersonators, tribute artists, lookalikes, and even tribute bands. So I'm like, let's just celebrity tributes. That's the way to go.
Oh,
and they've become more and more popular in the recent years. Right before the pandemic, tribute bands were just exploding, and it's just picked up all over again.
So are you going to have tribute bands doing showcases?
No. We're not conducive to having bands. What I was offering to do originally was instead of a showcase, we would show their promotional video. I've not had a big response from the tribute bands. It could be because they're all working now. So I've actually nixed the idea of showing the showcases on our big screens. I'm going to have big screens this year. We're going to have a better stage.
Right.
But we're still videotaping it, video recording it, not videotaping it. I'm such an 80s kid. So I'm going back to some more things. As I get older, John, I'm going, you know, things are simpler. I've always tried to add more and more bells and whistles to the Sunburst Convention every year. And finally
mm-hmm.
I went,
yeah.
wait a minute, if I add too much, then all everybody is doing is either getting ready for an event or they're at the event. There's no downtime. So I'm making it simpler and I'm making it more about quality. So, anyway, there's
awesome.
A lot of information in a short period.
Yeah, there is. You know, this is valuable information. I want to encourage our listeners. I mean, if you're listening, give us a call. Ask Greg a question or two, or maybe help yourself out if you're deciding that you want to go one way or another with showbiz or a character or whatever it is. Give us a call right now. It's 516-453-9133. And press 1 to join in on the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. All right, Greg, this is so much fun talking to you about this, and it's been a while for me, even being in your company, because, I mean, you know, we wear more hats than anybody in the business. Let me just say that, okay?
Yeah.
And
literally.
I haven't spoken to you at all about your new venue in Chadbourne, North Carolina. Why don't you give us a layout of that? What's going on there?
Well, my hometown right now is a population of only 1,600. When I was growing up there, it was about 2,200. It was a very viable town. The festival in our hometown, the Strawberry Festival, was the largest festival in the state. And over the years, our big income was tobacco. And as that went to the wayside, back in the 90s, the town dwindled, drugs, gangs came in, the downtown dwindled to nothing. For the last many years, 30 years, it's embarrassing. We get 10,000 cars a day that drive through Chadbourne on the way to Myrtle Beach in season, and it was embarrassing, and it would break my heart when I would go home and see these buildings boarded up, and many of them literally fell to crumbles in the street during snow season. And a friend made a suggestion to me, and I kind of laughed it off at first, and then I went, wait a minute. And there was a building, it was a farm supply store, and it's mm-hmm. It wasn't abandoned, it was used for storage, and I found out the person who owned it was married to my second cousin. I called up and said, is it for sale? He said, yeah. I said, how much? He said, make me an offer. I made him an offer. He took it. And I spent almost a year and a half refurbishing it, trying to get the permits, getting it up to code. And I'm open now. So I've had a few shows there. I've got some other shows. I've got Michael Winslow booked in 2 weeks from Police Academy.
Oh, wow.
He's the sound effects guy from Police Academy. There's I've got another lady booked by the name of, she's Abby the Spoon Lady. She's got almost 500,000 followers on YouTube. She's booked there. I'm going to have tribute shows there. People can rent it out for special events, and
right.
It has really breathed a lot of life back into my hometown, and I'm very proud of it.
Well, you should be. That's excellent. I mean, bringing entertainment into a community like that, first of all, it's not an easy thing to do, but everybody needs it, especially now. So,
yeah.
Kudos to you, my friend. Nicely done.
Thank you.
And I'd love to get out there and just to see. Do you provide, is it like a dinner show, or is it simply just to go see an act?
I'm not providing the dinner, but it can be a dinner show. I have someone there that if I were to say, let's have a dinner show, then they would cater it and they would cater the food in there. But I've got the stage. I could seat 249 people.
Wow.
I built Steve Cooch helped me out a lot. You know, Steve from
yes,
the Sunburst Convention, and Dave Robbins came down from Nashville and helped out too. They helped me get a lot of work done, but, It can be most anything. I've checked out what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do, but I would like to have the John Monforto show there sometime. I heard about this show, and this show has gotten rave reviews. As a matter of fact, I was just talking about it with Living Drama Theater last
LBT,
week.
LBT, yes. They keep asking me back numerous times. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'd love to. I mean, at some point. Listen, question. Chadbourne, is that on the East Coast? Is that near 95, or is it more inland?
It's 30 minutes from I-95. We are less than an hour from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Chadbourne is down in the southeastern part of North Carolina. So we are my house that I was raised in is 11 miles from the state line, and I was on a good night. I was 52 minutes from my favorite hangout in Myrtle Beach.
And
I'll leave
goodness.
It at that.
Yeah. Well, hold on. You know what? Will you just relax? All right. I have a friend here who knows you, and he wants to come in and say something. Yo, Greg, how you doing, huh?
Hey, Rocky, what's up?
Hey, not too much. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna do your, what do you call that, when you have like a horoscope? But before I do yours, I want to give people their horoscope if their birthday is tomorrow. Is that all right if I do that first?
Go ahead, Rocky. I'm not going to argue with you.
All right, thanks a lot. This is Rocky Balboa, and let me give you a horoscope for April 22nd. Now, if that's your birthday, first of all, let me be the first happy birthday. And you fall under the sign of Taurus, all right? That means bull. That means you fall a lot of bull. But anyway, if you are a Taurus, a boost in earning is indicated. Probably going to get an excellent opportunity on a professional front. I don't know what that means. It's the opposite of professional back, but it sounds good. You're making some series to come back in shape. And don't use words that you're going to regret in a domestic fight, because you may need to visit somebody who isn't feeling too well and, just express your sympathy, all right? Delay any property transaction as the stars look unfavorable. It's a good thing that you made the transaction already there, Greg, you know? Those seeking employment are likely to get a call soon. Yeah, that's a good thing. Now, talk about love, you're going to be able to find time for your partner despite wearing a lot of hats. That's what this says. Your lucky number is 4. Your lucky color is blue. And famous people who share your birthday are Eddie Albert, from Green Acres, Aaron Belling, Willie Robinson from the Duck Dynasty, Ryan Stiles from Whose Life Is It Anyway, Peter Frampton, Glenn Campbell, and Jack Nicholson. Yo. All right. That takes care of those people. Now, Greg, when is your birthday?
Yeah. My birthday is December 31st, New Year's Eve.
Oh, get out of here. For real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Capricorn.
So you every New Year's Eve, you're celebrating like it's a twofold event, right?
That's right. Everybody has a party on my birthday.
All right. Let me see. December 31st. What do I know about that? That predicts December 31st people are funny people. You know that. They have a very playful attitude, but you are most serious about people that you care about. You are a responsible person. You're protective of your loved ones. And you're a Capricorn, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you are surprisingly, and I don't know what this word means, jovial people. You like to have a good laugh.
I do.
Which is perfect. All right. It says Capricorn respond to their heart and not their head. They may be impractical in the extreme, but they also paint their world in vibrant colors. Now, my favorite colors are black and blue. I don't know about you, but that's me.
My favorite color is red, but I get your black and blue there, yeah.
Okay. So there's a certain brilliance, and it does not shield you from a great deal of instability. People who share your birthday, Anthony Hopkins, Gabby Douglas, John Denver, Donna Summer, Tim Matheson, Val Kilmer, those kind of people. All right, I'm going to end with this. It says your numbers are 7 and 4, and your colors here, it doesn't say red. This is yellow and green.
Okay.
I'm just saying. And
ironically, I've just gotten into green recently.
Well, there you have it. You know what I mean? I'm not as dumb as I think I am. I got that right. All right. And now it says a perfect gift for the Capricorn male is an Italian silk tie. And for the Capricorn female, it is a wooden photo frame. I think I'd go with the Italian silk tie when I was man or woman. We need a photo frame. I don't know if that's helpful. Come on. And it says that you like gifts that make your life easier. I think everybody likes gifts that make your life easier. All right, Rock, that's good enough. Thanks. All right, Joe, good talking to you, Greg. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rocky.
Hey, Rock, I appreciate that, man. Thanks a lot. Tell Adrian you said hello.
That was nice. I'm glad he came in.
He's everywhere. You know, it's so
strange.
Yeah, I
meant to ask
everywhere
him how Adrian's doing.
Adrian broke her toe.
Yeah, okay.
He got new furniture, and before we took the old furniture out, the room was kind of odd looking, and there wasn't enough space to walk, and Adrian walked right into one of the legs of the furniture and broke her toe. Okay, what else can we do? We were having fun. That's that. So, what do you got coming up other than sunburns? What's going on? Or even your daughter, is she doing anything good? Because
you know what? My daughter, she's been working for MAC Cosmetics, aside from doing, you know, Marilyn Monroe and Ann Margaret. And she just today stepped down. She was an assistant manager for MAC Cosmetics, and she's been getting so much work in entertainment. She's like, you know what? I think I need to step down on my responsibilities because she's getting booked more and more as an entertainer.
Good
so that's
her.
Pretty cool. Yeah. I've got a busy maid coming up. One of the things, you know, I own a dinosaur. It's a big dinosaur body puppet.
Oh, you
and
did
I've got it
that,
booked,
yeah.
Yeah, I got it booked up in Ohio. I'm leaving next week for Ohio. I'll be there for 4 days. Then I come back to Chadburn for the North Carolina Strawberry Festival. Then I've got a convention for the Florida Federation of Fairs, and then it's time for the Sunburst Convention. And you know what I'm doing in June?
What?
Nothing. I'm not going to do anything in June.
Really?
I'm taking the month off.
I wish I could say that. Oh, good for you. I wish I could say that. So, what's the name of your dinosaur? I know you named it. You had to have named
Priscilla.
It.
Priscilla. Priscilla the dinosaur.
Oh, come on, man. Don't tell me. What's your name Priscilla for, man? Why don't you do that?
Well, we wanted to name her because it's, you know, dinosaurs are intimidating and she roars and everything. And we wanted to name her something that the kid that was unarming. So we didn't want to name her like Chomper, you know, Chomper the dinosaur.
Oh,
we wanted to name her
right.
Priscilla so that she was a little more, the kids wouldn't be, because kids, it's kind of like Santa Claus. They either love her to death or they are terrified of her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is it purple?
No, she's green.
Green, okay.
She's green. She looks like a real dinosaur, not like Barney. She looks like a 13-year-old dinosaur. She's 12 feet long.
Well, I have to tell you, not just you, because I think you know this, but I'd like to tell my audience that my special guest here is responsible for me having some kind of footprint in the state of Florida, because had I not come to your, at the behest of my wife, of course, have I not come to your convention, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be working down here. And now I just got a call yesterday from another agent who knows me from all of the friends I met at the Sunburst Convention, who spoke very highly of me, very highly of me. And now they want to book me for 4 dates throughout the year at their venue on the West Coast. So I can't thank you enough, Greg. I mean,
well, man, you know what? That makes me, that's the best thing I could hear about the Sunburst Convention. And that brings up something I'd like to mention. And that what you just said is a perfect example. Some people think that, oh, I'm going to pay $350 to go to this Sunburst Convention, and all these agents are going to come up to me, and I'm going to walk away with all these bookings. But it doesn't happen like that. You go there, you meet people, you make friends, you establish relationships, and from that, it just spreads. It's like a ripple effect. And it's not just coming to a convention and leaving. You leave with a brand new family. I'm not kidding.
No, you do. You do. I've more than just a handful too. We stay in touch throughout the entire year. You know, we even get into personal things with everybody, and it really is a family. We do have a caller in queue right now, Greg. Let's take caller number one. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, love. It's Jerry.
Oh, Jerry. Jerry Petito. Greg,
how
this
are you?
Is. Oh, are you kidding me? I'm in heaven now, darling, that you're on here.
I'm in
this
heaven.
This is Jerry Petito, Greg. She's known as the Jersey Jewel. She has her own radio program, and she's kind of responsible for me having this program, basically.
Oh, excellent. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine.
So
you're up in Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jersey.
What exit?
Yep. Okay, exit 8.
Yeah, everybody always knows.
You know, 7A now, 8, yeah, they're all the same. What exit are you?
Oh, no, I'm in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually 75B, to be precise. Nobody's 75B. Ever asked me that before.
There you go. Okay, what is it, baby?
So, anything happening, Jerry? What's going on, sweetie?
What's happening? Well, I mean, you know, we've got to see each other. I can't wait to see you guys.
Well, we're coming back. We're flying back on the 28th next week.
Okay.
I have a show on Saturday, But after that, I mean, we can hook up. Maybe we'll get together for a little lunch or something if you want.
Okay. I would love to do that.
All right, sounds
I have
great.
A cool, I want to tell you about my guest because he's really, really cool. It's ridiculous. So my next show is May 3rd, Tuesday, right, 9:30?
Mm-hmm.
And Walter Santos, okay?
Walter Santos.
Doo-wop gospel.
Oh.
All right? Now, mm-hmm. I think I shared something with you a little bit, but I want to tell everybody listening. So this guy was a bad guy, okay? He'll tell you a story. And bad. Did a lot of bad things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And didn't believe in God. And the next thing you know, his troubles all started, like, getting to him. And the next thing you know, he's sick. He was hospitalized a couple times, almost died, surgeries, heart, blah, 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 right? And he made a
mm-hmm.
pact with, if whoever's up there listening, if you're real, if you are real, show me, save me, and I'll live my life for you. Well, God spoke to him. So not only did he save this guy many moons ago, the guy left that bad life, and now he's a doo-wop gospel singer, and he changes the words
oh
to all the doo-wop songs that we know. He and I'm going to get to meet him on Saturday, actually, as well.
Hey, Greg, I
is
think
that cool?
I think Chadbourne needs a doo-wop gospel act.
Okay, is that cool or what?
That's very cool, Jerry.
That's cool.
Right up
That's
your alley,
cool.
darling.
So Greg, what's
good
happening
him.
With you? Yes.
Nothing really. I mean, I'm just I'm still doing whatever little renovations down here, and I'm glad I stayed because, like I was telling Greg, that agent called yesterday, and I was able to spend some time chatting with him and going over some dates, and it was a blessing in disguise that I stayed. I wouldn't have gotten the call,
cool.
but it worked
okay.
out pretty good. So.
Cool.
Well, thank you, darling.
All right. You're welcome. Greg, it was nice meeting you.
Same here. Hope to catch your show sometime.
Yes, darling.
All right, sweetie. I'll call you when I get back.
All right. Love you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. We have, Greg, we have another caller.
Sure.
Caller number two. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bill Clinton. I'm calling from the White House. How you doing there?
Hello,
hi, Bill. How are you?
President.
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm just, sitting here chatting with Cap Weinberg and the Oval, and this new guy, this guy Biden. He's as a Democrat, I guess, fellow Democrat, I guess he's okay, but he needs to work on our infrastructure. Actually, Greg, it's Stu Brodian, the Howard Stern guy. How you doing?
Hey, good, Stu. How are you doing?
I'm doing just terrific.
Hey Stuart, a pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, just a quick technical note. I'm listening on my phone. I'm calling you from a landline. It cut out on me, so I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Did it cut out for a long time?
It's still cut out.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's just my
phone. On your mobile phone.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's just my phone or your connection. I'm not sure, but I just wanted to throw that your way.
John,
okay,
have you and Stu ever met?
Yes, we have. Matter of fact, Stu
yeah.
was trying to put something similar to Sunburst together in the Philadelphia or Atlantic City area, correct?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, unfortunately, I was not successful as Greg, but oh well.
I think right place at the right time, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was on board. I was hoping it was going to happen because Florida is pretty far from me.
Yeah, you were right there. Stu's been to the Sunburst Convention at least twice, right, Stu?
Exactly, yes, at least twice.
Yep.
And it's always a good time. It's like you said, it's like family almost. You go there, you establish relationships and so forth, and it is a great place to network.
You know what?
Yeah,
one
sure.
of the things that's really cool, not everybody in our business has been able to meet the person that they impersonate. And Stu, you've met Howard Stern a couple of times at least, haven't you?
Not only did I meet him, I was on his show twice.
That's what I thought.
It's one thing to meet the person that you impersonate, but it's something special to become part of their act, you know?
Yeah.
That's terrific. Well, that raises a question, Stu.
Yes.
Are you getting much work as Howard Stern?
Well, yeah, because of the shutdown, things had to slow down a bit. I couldn't make personal appearances, but people still hired me for, like, online gigs. I would make video greetings for people for their birthdays or just for gag gifts or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, Greg, you were doing that for a while, too.
We gave it a shot. You know, during the pandemic, I started Celebrity Grams, and I thought, you know, we can't do stuff in person. Let's do this. So I got a bunch of people, you included, and we put it out there. But you know what? At that time, people were just not spending money anywhere, anyhow.
That's right.
And
it's still
a really good idea, and after this summer, I think I'm going to get back on it. But the people who got them really liked them. But it was I was trying to squeeze money out of anywhere and everywhere because, you know, like Stu said, our as entertainers, our business got shut down completely.
Yeah, it sure did.
And
it sure did.
The only thing that saved me, I'll say this, when people started booking entertainment again, a lot of my friends were calling me going, man, you're working all the time now. How are you doing that? And I said, well, it's because I freaked out during the beginning of the pandemic, and I was promoting the heck out of myself. Nobody was spending money, but I was throwing everything against the wall. So when people did start booking entertainment, they're like, call that Greg Thompson guy who keeps bugging us.
Yeah. My producer just sent me a message, Stu, saying that our lines are clear, so maybe it is just your telephone.
It is my phone. It's got back up yet. I got a 5-second delay. That's what the problem is. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, it's great to hear from you, my friend. Will you be at the convention? Listen to me. I'm not going to make it. I'm asking him. Will you be there?
Believe it or not, I'm still iffy even at this late date because I got my own schedule going on up here. So,
right.
Trust me, I do want to go. I do want to go.
Yeah, me too. And I was so anxious, and you know that's. The dates he throws are dates when I have, like, four jobs to choose from.
Oh, yeah, it's always funny,
too.
What's that?
Can't you change that date? Come on.
Yeah, I can change it. I can change it. Yeah, so Jack and I, we're always at the mercy of the hotels trying to get the best deal because they, you know, these hotels, we are, depending on who you talk to, Las Vegas or Orlando, they're always either number one or number two with conventions. So these hotels, we are not a gigantic convention. So it's kind of hard to find a time when the hotels say, yes, we have room for you. So we're actually at their mercy. So, but actually, we've been over Labor Day weekend for several years, and now we're Memorial Day weekend. But we've gotten a much better response being in the spring than we did at the end of the summer. So I'm happy with that.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm definitely sorry I'm going to miss it, but I'm glad to hear you got a great response. Have you ever been to the Real Awards out in Vegas?
Have I? Yes.
Yeah.
I've been twice.
Well, I wanted to go once. I still haven't made it out there. But. Okay. Well... Finish what you're saying.
No, I was just going to say that Jana Jost ran the Real Awards for several years, and Elise Del Francia, who just passed away last month, started that convention, handed the reins over to Jana, and it's been, they have, you know, the pandemic and everything, and I just don't know what's happening out there, but... It's always good to get together with the other impersonators and entertainers and share stories and be around people who get what you do.
Yeah. What time of year are the Real Awards?
She usually has them either in February or March. They used to be the week before the Oscars.
Oh, okay. Well,
but you know, with the pandemic and everything, you really need you need at least minimum six months to plan these things out.
Oh, that's for sure. I have no idea. Look, you know, I deal with producing little tiny programs and shows for one night, you know, with maybe a handful of people. Your thing is over the top, you know.
Well, thanks.
I'm not saying I couldn't do it, but I wouldn't want to tackle it, I'll tell you that.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, when we first started, we were very fortunate in the fact that I had the entertainment background. I knew how to produce the show, and Jackie mm-hmm. had worked for Visa and MasterCard for many years, and she worked with hotels booking the convention space for hotels. So I didn't know how to do that, and she didn't know how to do entertainment. So together, mm-hmm. it worked out. So she taught me how to do that, and I taught her about it, and we got it together.
Yeah.
People had a good time, and this is our 18th one we're having next month.
Wow, wow. And don't forget, you have a handful of some amazing friends that kind of step in and help out in some
crucial
moments.
Listen, you're not kidding. The first year, Jackie and I pretty much handled everything. And we had friends that come up and said, we would like to help you. Do you want help? And we were like, yes! so yes, we do. We've got a great staff who are not just staff. They're also our friends first and foremost.
Right. So I think one more time, let's give our audience the time, the place, the date, everything that has to do with the upcoming Sunburst Convention in May. Greg, go ahead.
It's May 25th through the 29th for those in the entertainment industry who want to come and participate. And for people who want to come and see the showcases and see these entertainers live, that's Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th. From 1 to 4 p.m., but they can find out everything about the convention by going to our website, which is sunburstconvention.com.
Awesome. Well, Greg, I cannot thank you enough, my friend, for sharing your time with not just me, but with our listening audience, and also for all the wonderful things that you've done for every entertainer who's come to your program. To your convention down in sunny Orlando, Florida. And I got my nuts, and that's all I care about.
And everybody listening just went, what is he talking about?
Yeah. What are the names of them again? What are they called? What kind of nuts? The Hawaiian?
They're kukui nuts.
Kukui nuts. They're these beaded, large beaded nuts that are in a you wear around your neck. And if you go to the convention 3 years, he gives you your kukui nuts. So that's what I meant by that. But I had to say that. Luckily, it's my show.
You and Deb have kukui nuts, I hope.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well, Greg, please, my best to your lovely wife, your talented daughter, and I'm really sorry I can't make a convention, but I will be there in spirit, my friend.
Well, we appreciate you. And listen, I really appreciate you having me as a guest. It means a lot, and I appreciate your appreciation of the convention. That's tremendous to me. It really is. And listen, if somebody says I can't come to the convention because I'm working, that's the best thing they could tell me. Maybe one day there'll be so much work out there that people say, hey, Greg, we're working. We can't come to your convention, and we just won't have
it
anymore.
Exactly. Well, thanks again. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Be good, and what I say, bless your heart in the good way.
So now it's and Gozy time, I believe.
Hey, how are you doing there, guy? This is Charles Nelson Riley from the Match Game. Brett Summers is not here with me tonight, so I just want to let you know you had an outstanding show. It's so fun and wonderful for you to be here with us tonight, huh?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I don't do anybody from that show, but I'll try.
You would need the long microphone of Gene Rayburn, but great show tonight, John. I love our brother Greg coming on here and doing his, just a family atmosphere, a very, very outstanding show, smooth.
Thank you. It felt pretty good. I mean, it felt pretty good. I wanted to I realized after I was on speaking with him that he didn't do many impersonations, although he mentioned he does Austin Powers. And I meant to ask him, and it just slipped my mind. But he does pretty good Austin Powers.
We got a chance to get, the real Greg Thompson tonight, so we really appreciate that. Now, of course, we want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery to listen to the show tonight. And tomorrow night, we come right back on here with Mo Garman and Breaking the Silence, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here at WBNN. Of course, we have advertising too. And Gozy Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest. We're at Instagram and Twitter and Gozy Time. Ola Dele Malay, we're Gozy at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole Dele, Dying Goes With Mind, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, when Gozy say goodnight, good luck to all the folks out there that are unfortunately ready to support us on a constant basis. And for the next 2 minutes left to go on the program, the wonderful person by the name of John Monforto.
Oh, thank you so much, my friend. It's been a pleasure for me to be here tonight. I just wanted to give my listening audience the opportunity to find out where I'm going to be performing for the next month up until my next show. April 30th, I'm going to be at the Pennsauken Country Club, performing as myself. That's in Pennsauken, New Jersey. On Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, I'm going to be in beautiful downtown Sewell, New Jersey at Cardinal Village, performing all of my Latin hits. Two of them. May 7th, I'm going to be in King George, Virginia at the Belgrove Plantation. They're having a big event called Kentucky Derby Day that runs from 3 to 9 p.m. It's a big outdoor event, food stations, drink stations. You really should stop in. It is a wonderful time and a great place to visit as well. That is the birthplace of President Madison. On May 13th, I'm going to be emceeing in Newtown Square, PA at the Ellis Preserve. May 18th, I will be impersonating Elvis at the All Saints Church, which is at 9601 Frankfort Avenue from 7 to 8 p.m. Stop by, say hello. And May 19th, I'll be right back here on this radio show with my special guest host, the original lead singer from the Casinos, Mr. Ken Brady. You don't want to miss that show. The guy's got an amazing voice, and he's in his mid-70s, and he sings unbelievably. So please make sure you don't miss it on May 19th. And I appreciate it, and thank you all so much for listening. God bless you, and I'll see you next time.